This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Okay, that's two down, three to go. Next up, we've got Riesling. And Riesling is an aromatic grape variety that's almost never blended with any other grape varieties. And by itself, it's able to create a number of styles, both youthful and aged. The wines are made in a range of sweetness as well, right from dry through to lusciously sweet. And unlike Sauvignon Blanc, Riesling does have a few slight differences to the classic aromatic winemaking process. Again, we still start with SO2 in the vineyard to help protect against oxidation. We may or may not do optional skin contact to add more flavour to the wine. But it's in the protective winemaking that things are a little bit strange. Almost certainly watching your SOT levels to check how much is free SO2. And some producers will definitely pre-flush with CO2 or nitrogen in their bladder presses and their piping, etc., to keep the wine away from oxygen. However, some producers don't quite follow that. Cool fermentation in stainless steel tanks is common, but in Alsace, for example, they do the fermentation and storage in very large old oak barrels called fudrus. These are absolutely huge. The fudru barrels are so old, they don't really impart any oak to the wine. The small amount of oxygen, because they're really big size, it's really small amount of oxygen relative to the amount of wine in the barrel. And that's used just to enhance the texture of the wine and maybe add a little bit of complexity from a tiny bit of oxidation in there. Rieslings typically don't follow malolactic conversion, but lees aging is sometimes done to add a little bit of texture. And all around the world, very few people would age a Riesling before bottling. In Alsace and sometimes in Germany, the wines are aged in very large wooden vats for up to a year. I suppose what I'm saying is that all around the world, apart from Alsace and Germany, they normally follow a pretty classic aromatic white wine making process, maybe with a little bit of lees aging to add texture. But in Alsace and sometimes in Germany, they will introduce a little bit of micro oxidation or a tiny amount of oxygen to the wines just to add some texture and complexity. In terms of where Riesling is grown, I mentioned Alsace and Germany, it likes a cool to moderate climate. And the thing about it is it's very cold tolerant and can handle very cold winters. Now, very cold winters usually occur in continental places, and one of the big risks for a continental climate is spring frosts, and Riesling buds late, avoiding spring frosts. It's a mid to late ripening, depending on the style you want to make. If you want to make a very sweet wine, you'll have to ripen it very late, and it is susceptible to botrytis. And not only can it be made a sweet wine from noble rot, it can also be used to make ice wine. I think one of its overriding characters here is its high levels of acidity, which really do help with these sweet wines in terms of cutting through the levels of sugar. In a cooler climate, you often see green fruits and floral aromas. And in warmer climates, you'll sometimes see stone fruit and citrus. When aged, the wine can develop toasty, honey notes, and sometimes one of the key characteristics I think of is petrol-like. Sometimes it can be quite harshy kerosene smell, and sometimes it can be almost like a lovely, warm, oily smell as well. So honey and toast is quite common in the wine world, but petrol-y, oily, kerosene-y type smells, very, very unique to Riesling. One thing that winos love about grape varieties is when they express their climates and soils. That is, if you grow it in a different climate or you have different soils, the wine will change. And because of that, you can sort of tell when you know lots about these wines where they come from. And that's one of the things people like about Rieslings, is it's very expressive, its climate and soils. Okay, in terms of key locations around the world, we've mentioned Germany and we've mentioned France, Alsace and France, but there's also Austria. In Australia, it's well known in Clear Valley and Eden Valley, and in the USA, the Finger Lakes in New York. Let's start with Germany. And Germany is the homeland for Riesling. It's a grape variety from Germany. It's the most planted grape in Germany, and it's grown all over the place. Basically, if you're a German wine region, you'll pretty much have a little bit of Riesling somewhere. In Germany, they make it to all levels of sweetness, and you will see the entire German quality standard is based on things like the sweetness level of the grape juice, not necessarily the final wine, but the grape juice predicate system. And in Germany, they use a full range. They make really super sweet wines known as Trockenbaren Auslese. Trocken means dried berry selected harvest. Trockenbaren Auslesen, which is incredibly sweet, right through to dry wines. Mosel is the coolest region in Germany that we talk about at level 3. And it's often based, because it's so cold, getting energy into the vineyard is really super important. So the vines are often on very steep, ideally south-facing slopes on the Mosel River and its tributaries. The best villages with steep south-facing slopes and often warming slate are Piesporter, Birkenstahl and Valm. Compared to the rest of Germany, these wines are lower in alcohol, higher in acidity, and they're quite light in body and often with a sort of floral green fruits type characteristic to them. Another region in Germany is Rheingau, one of my favorite regions. In Rheingau, the vineyards are really mainly on south-facing slopes. Going south to north, at the very, very front is the Main and Rhine rivers. And moving up the slope, eventually you come to the foothills of the Taunus Hills, which are north of Rheingau. The Taunus Hills, in particular for Rheingau, protect the vineyards from a lot of bitter weather. So you get a nice south-facing slope that's protected. It is warmer than the Mosel, even though it's a little bit further north than the Mosel, and Rieslings dominate the area. The wines are medium to full-bodied with ripe peach character. Typically dry, but Trockenbaren Auslese by the river is possible. Nahe, an area sort of between the two, is a style that is between Mosel and Rheingau. The next region in Germany is Rheinhessen, and Rheinhessen is directly below Rheingau. It's quite a large area, but the sub-region that you want to think about is Nierstein, and Nierstein has these steep slopes right on the Rhine River, and they produce some of the fullest-bodied Rieslings in Germany. Just below Rheinhessen is Pfalz, and you want to think of Pfalz as a north continuation of Alsace, so Alsace continues up and then it changes country and it becomes Pfalz. The Vosges Mountains continue to the north, where in Germany they're known as the Haret Mountains. And again, like the Vosges Mountains for Alsace, the Haret Mountains provide a rain shadow. Here you get nice, ripe, full-bodied Rieslings. The final region in Germany is Baden, and it sits on the opposite side of the Rhine River from Alsace and Pfalz. It gets the same rain shadows from the Vosges and the Haret Mountains and is Germany's warmest region. It produces wines with the highest alcohols in Germany, but in Baden, Riesling is not the most planted grape variety. There is a number of other grape varieties that are much more popular than Baden. Right, the next country that's big into Riesling is Austria. Widely planted throughout Austria, it makes Rieslings in a dry, medium to full-bodied with ripe peachy fruit, and the best do age quite well. The best known region for dry, high-quality Rieslings and Grüner Veltliners is Wachau. Wachau has steep terraces, often south-facing near the Danube River to maximize the sun exposure. Two other regions to be aware of is both Kemptthal and Kremstal, both north of Wachau, and they produce similar styles of Rieslings. In France, the only region that grows Riesling is Alsace. Here, the style is medium to full-bodied, medium alcohols, high acidities, and typically dry, but some with a little bit of residual sugar these days. Citrus, stone fruit, pronounced stony, steely character, and no floral character like you get in some German Rieslings. As a recap of Alsace, the climate is cool to moderate, so perfect for Rieslings. And the Vosges Mountains is a continuation of the Haret Mountains from the north. So in Pfalz, you've got the Haret Mountains, and as the mountains come down south, as they cross the border, you change the name from Haret Mountains to Vosges Mountains. The Vosges Mountains create a rain shadow. The best wines tend to come from south, southeast facing slopes in the foothills of the Vosges Mountains. So the sun sets in the west and you don't really get evening sunshine, but you get lots of morning and afternoon sunshine. If you're on a slope and the frost runs down the slope so you don't get any frost pooling, the vines can be trained close to the ground to maximize the heat. Riesling is the most planted of the four noble varieties. The other important ones are Gewürztraminer and Muscat, can be Muscat de Petit Grands or Muscat Autonel. Another great variety in Alsace that is not aromatic is Pinot Gris. Of those four noble grape varieties, they can be used to make Grand Cru wines, Selection Grand Noble, which is the selection of grains of noble, in other words, selecting individual grapes, if you like, with noble rot. And then you also get Vantage Tardif, which is your Alsace name for late harvest. Australia is another country you don't normally think of as cool enough to grow Riesling. But in Clare Valley and Eden Valley, the climates aren't exactly cool, but they're moderate. And they're both in South Australia. And the key thing is that Eden Valley's got altitudes. It's in the hills east of Barossa Valley with a cool to moderate climate. And Clare Valley is to the north of Barossa. It's at an altitude of 300 metres, and it also has cool afternoon breezes coming off the sea and cool nights. Both of these regions create wines with intense lime character and citrus. And in fact, the only reference to lime in the entire syllabus at level 3 is Australian Rieslings. So if you see a description saying lime in the description, you need to start thinking, okay, that could be an Australian Riesling. And then if you see things like toast character or petrol or kerosene or oily, that's telling you it's an aged Australian Riesling. If it's got lime and toast and oily characters, that's an aged Australian Riesling. Canada is well known for producing Rieslings, both dry and off dry, and also ice wine. Particularly in Ontario, you have the Niagara Peninsula, and those Rieslings are made in a number of styles. The key thing about Lake Ontario, and it's the same for any large, large lake, is it cools and heats very slowly. So what happens in autumn is that you've got this warm body of water just making it a little bit warmer so you can extend the growing season. And also at the other end of the spectrum, coming out of winter, the water's very cold, and what happens is the land heats up, but you've got this cold water source nearby, and it slows down the spring flowering and bud burst, and that helps avoid some of the frost. The other thing that lakes do is, because they're normally at a different temperature to the surrounding land mass, they create these gentle breezes which help reduce fungal diseases. Two other countries grow Rieslings. In WSD speak, it's classed as other grape varieties, so you don't need to know masses of detail about them. But the USA grows Rieslings in New York's Finger Lakes district, and here the wines tend to be quite perfumed. And also New Zealand, there's Riesling grapes grown in a number of regions, particularly Marlborough and Central Otago. Okay, the next aromatic grape variety we're going to be looking at is Gewürztraminer. And Gewürztraminer is well known for its pungent aromas of lychee, rose, sweet baking spice. It really is distinctive. The light pink skin can sometimes give a golden color to the wine as well. And normally when you think of golden colors, you're thinking from oxidation or you're thinking about it from oak influence. But the skin can give you that golden color. Gewürztraminer is high in alcohol, and when it's got that low acidity as well, it lands up with wines that are quite full-bodied with their rich, oily texture. While Gewürztraminers can be found in a number of countries, including New Zealand and Germany, the only region in the WSET Level 3 specification is Alsace in France. Okay, as a little test, see how you remembered my notes on Alsace a few minutes ago. Alsace, the climate is cool to moderate. The name of the mountains that give a rain shadow is Vosges Mountains. And the name of the continuation of the Vosges Mountains north is Haret Mountains. The best wines in Alsace comes from what type of slopes? South and southeast facing slopes, particularly in the foothills of the Vosges. On the hills, why are grapes trained close to the ground? To get maximum heat from the slopes. Don't forget, you can only do it where your frost risk is low on a slope. What are the full three aromatic noble grapes from Alsace. So we've got Gewurz, Riesling and Muscat. And the fourth noble grape variety that's not aromatic is Pinot Gris. And the four noble grapes can be used in three types of different wines. That's Grand Cru, Selection Grand Noble, and Vantage Tardive. Vantage Tardive means late harvest. Selection Grand Noble means Botrytis infected wines. Okay, the final wine that we're going to talk about today is Torontes. And Torontes is Argentinian's signature grape variety. Torontes is widely planted in Salta, San Juan, and Mendoza. Many of the best come from Cafayate in Salta, with an altitude of up to 3 kilometers, 3,000 meters up. Remember, you lose 0.6 degrees for every 100 meters, so that's a massive, massive cooling influence. And even though the wine region is around 28 degrees latitude, which makes it in a really warm area, that altitude means it's cool and can create extreme purity and concentration. In Cafayate, Torontes is the dominant grape variety. And here, the wines are intensely fruity, floral, flavors of stone fruit and melon, medium body, and medium acidity.